two ultimate two that determine profits. Okay, we're going to talk about after repair values. For those of you that are wholesale real estate investors, you want to stay tuned because I have some important. This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about the two ultimate two that determine profits. Okay, we're going to talk about after repair values. For those of you that are wholesale real estate investors, you want to stay tuned because I have some important information I want to share with you. There are two things that you need to master. And these two things, maybe you've heard it before. It goes way over your head and you keep going back and forth. And then you ask crazy questions inside of the group. You say, hey, this person called me yesterday. You know, I don't know. They said they wanted $500,000. What do I do now? You know, it's a crazy question. Broad question. Nonetheless, not a stupid question. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Take it from me. There's no such thing, right? But sometimes there are. But no, I'm just kidding. There's no such thing as a stupid question, but sometimes people are so new and they say, hey, somebody called me yesterday. They want $220,000 for their house. What do I do now? Well, the first thing you do is you need to see if it's possible for you to make profit from that. As a wholesale real estate investor, how do you make sure that, how do you check if it's possible for you to make profit? You check if the person you're going to flip the contract to can make profit. So let me explain to you. Wholesale real estate investing is basically the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties, locking them under contract, and selling that contract to an end buyer investor who wants to make profit from it. Okay? So basically, if a property is worth $500,000 in the regular market, the only way you're going to make money from this is you need to lock it under a contract for way less than that. Then, if it needs work, you need to factor in how much work it needs, because somebody has to pay for that work, right? If it needs work, let's say it needs a kitchen upgrade, it needs bathroom upgrade, right? You need to factor all that in, because somebody has to be responsible for that. And it's not going to be the person trying to make profit. The idea of profit is all of that is taken care of from a cost standpoint, okay? From the cost of doing it standpoint. And you just, sometimes you have to facilitate it. But the idea is you're able to sell the whole thing and make profit. Okay? So the ultimate two that determine profits when it comes to wholesale real estate investing. Okay? If you're familiar with after repair value and you're just not really understanding it, I want you to stay tuned here. Because in this episode, I want to share two pieces of information you need to find in order to estimate and secure your profits. Okay? Number one, market value. Okay? This is determined by finding the 6 month average sales price of similar properties within 1 mile radius of the subject property. What is the subject property? The property in question, the property you're dealing with, the property that somebody called you about, right? That is the subject property within 1 mile distance radius, right? You need to find the sales that happened in the last 6 months. Similar houses to that property. So you can't go look at three times size the same house and say that's a comparable sales. You need a comparable sales. A comparable sales means it's about the same size. It doesn't have to be exact, but it's close. About the same. Okay, that one is 4 bedroom, this one is 3 bedroom. That's close enough. This one has 2.5 bathroom, this one has only 2 bathroom. That's close enough. This one is a 1700 square footage, but this one is about, you know, 1600, not as big, but that's close enough because you can adjust close to each other based on those criteria, right? But the key thing that you're trying to do is you want to find an average of the sales prices that happened within 1 mile distance radius in the last 6 months. Sometimes if the market is nasty, the bank will require you to do 3 months, meaning they don't want to speculate too much into the past. The idea is you're using the last 6 months to predict the future. It's still a prediction, but you're putting it within a constraint so that you can minimize risk, okay? That's part of the idea, to minimize and mitigate risk as much as possible. So now the fact that you're going into a past sales is already speculation in its own right, but at least it's just 6 months, no more than 6 months, because the further into the past you go in looking at comparable sales, the more irrelevant that sales price is to what you're trying to do today, right? So sometimes I see people come to me and say, hey, hola, but this property, I'm not giving it to you. It sold for $500,000 in 2011. Well, it's 2021. I don't care what happened in 2011. It could have sold for $600,000 in 2011, and in 2021 it's worth $150,000. Is that not possible? It's called a marketplace. So you need to find market value. So market value is affected by time, obviously, affected by distance from the property, because real estate is about location, 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 right? So let's go over that. You need to determine the average sales price within the last 6 months. The comparable sales, meaning houses comparable to it, right, need to be similar properties. They all must be within a mile radius, okay? There's no rules. Your state may be different, but whatever that is, you need to know what that is. For us, it's a mile, 1 mile of a radius, right? This is the number that gives you an idea of speculation tolerance, okay? The further away from 6 months and 1 mile you are in determining the market value, the higher the risk. Depending on your location and market, the market value you come up with will need to be multiplied by 65 to 85%. Okay, so this is very important. Okay, remember, you're a wholesaler. You sell this house as wholesale, meaning you need to buy wholesale, because you buy low, you sell high, right? You buy low, or you lock under contract for low, you sell the contract plus your fees, right? So you buy low, you sell high. Are we making sense here? So you need to multiply, depending on your location and market value, whatever you come up with, the average sales price in that area needs to multiply by 65% or to anywhere from 65 to 85%. This is called the wholesale adjusting ratio. I came up with that, okay? The wholesaling adjusting ratio, the wholesale adjusting ratio. So basically, in order for you to adjust for your wholesale business, you need to multiply the average market price by the wholesale adjusting ratio in that area. Wholesale adjusting ratio varies from places to places. So here's the part that's created an argument in recent times. I started back in 2005. In recent times, people say 65%. Some people say 75%. Some people say no, it's happening in our city. There's so much competition, you need to be willing to pay 85% of the market value, okay? And you'll still be able to make money. Maybe the bank will give you money, but you can raise private money, and then you can do some deals, and then people are still happy. The bank can't do this business because the bank needs you to have a lot more spread. So you cannot just do 85%. You need 65%, because that's where a lot of the hard money lenders, that's where they're comfortable, okay? So the wholesale adjusting ratio, see, I came up with it, so I'm still not used to it, okay? So wholesaling adjusting ratio is the number. The number is a ratio, it's a percentage number. You need to multiply your market value with that. So in your area, if people say, oh no, 70% is good, you say, okay, 70%, you start looking for deals with that number, okay? Some people say, no, you could do up to 85%. That means you can offer more, okay? Is that a bad thing or a good thing? No, it's neither. It's just your market. It's just you paying attention and respecting your market, right? If there are a lot of flipping activity in that market, the WAR, the WAR, the wholesale adjusting ratio, right, will be higher, okay? Will be higher, basically. Let's see here. All right, so if there's a lot of flipping activity, meaning there's competition, right, it'll be higher. People are willing to pay more. Investors are willing to pay more, meaning they are willing to make less money. All right, that's not a bad thing for you. It just means there's volume, okay? The lower competition is, the lower the WAR needs to be, okay? If there's not a lot of activities, that means there's, you know, people, you will be willing to pay lower because you want to mitigate that risk. You don't want to take on the property, you're not able to. You make more money, basically, but you want to make sure that you are locking it at the right price, okay? Multiplying the market value by the WAR ratio results in the adjusted wholesale value, the AWV, okay? So I shared with you a couple of numbers right now. Market value multiplied by wholesale adjusting ratio, that will give you the AWV, which is basically the adjusted wholesale value, okay? Now you need a second number, ultimate. The first number is market value. you need a second number. That's 2, repair estimate. Okay. Secondly, as a measure of the condition of the property, you need to figure out an estimate of the repairs needed to make the property sellable. Okay. In retail condition, meaning a regular person go to a retail, they buy it, that price, right? That market value before we multiplied it by the wholesaling adjusting ratio, right? That number, right? Okay. That what will take us to get the property up to that level in terms of condition? Does it need painting? Does it need new carpeting? Does it need a new shingles on the roof? Does it need all those things? You need to estimate that. The repair estimate is absolutely necessary. When you deduct the repair estimate from the AWV, which is the adjustable wholesale value, that becomes your maximum allowable offer, the MAO. Okay, as long as your offer is within plus or minus 5% of your maximum allowable offer, subject to the accuracy of the other numbers. Obviously, there are two numbers, right? You need the market value, you need the repair estimate. I already told you what we do with the market value, right? But you need the repair estimate. Those two numbers are the two numbers you need to come up with your maximum allowable offer. Your maximum allowable offer, you need to be within plus or minus 5%, and that will keep you out of going broke. Okay, that will keep you out of trouble. That will keep you out of going default on contracts you signed. You know, that's basically the numbers you need to worry about. Okay, your profit will be secured if you do it the way I just showed you. What I'm going to advise you to do is go over this video one more time. Okay, maybe two more times, maybe three more times. Okay, you need two numbers. You need market value. I told you what to do with them. You have to adjust them. Okay, and then you need a repair estimate. You need to deduct the repair estimate from your AWV, your adjusted wholesale value, and that's the number you need to offer. That will secure your profit. You want more details? You want to see this breakdown step by step and stuff like that? I would say go ahead and download the book. Okay, two books I'm giving you: smartrealestatewholesaling.com. smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go. There's a second book, Real Estate Money Secrets, my newest book. You'll be able to download all of that for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.